Tom, what are your thoughts this morning?
Well, Tony, it's this is devastating. I mean, it's really going to impact not only the fire department but the police department and all city operations. I mean, we're still trying to figure this out, but people will still call 911, and the firefighters and police officers will still respond. So we'll still be there taking care of them as we always do.
Were you surprised by the results?
I wasn't surprised. I was disappointed. I'm really at a loss to understand it. I think our taxes are lower than they've been since I was talking to my son who attends James Madison, and we were talking last night. I mean, they're as low as they've been since after the Second World War, and I just think that people that with the economy, they're frustrated. Gas prices going up. People have lost their jobs and their homes, and this is the one of the few ways that they have any impact on what comes out of their pocket. It's unfortunate. I mean, if they're upset with the federal government, the state government, it's like Mayor Bonero says that the local government's where the rubber hits the road. I mean, we're the ones that are in the towns and the cities and the communities that are out making a difference and doing our job, and this is going to be really difficult.
Tom, as someone who's from Mount Clemens, I have watched Detroit's decline and now have been in this area for more than 15 years. Lansing is struggling. Schools are closing. Tax dollars are dwindling. City services are now going to be cut. Do you think this is a downturn in Lansing that is mirroring what we've seen in Detroit?
I don't think so. I think Lansing is it's a whole different situation. Yeah, I believe I'm always the optimist, Tony. I mean, I will get through this. I work very closely with the union and the mayor's administration, and we will get through this. I think there's a lot of great things that are happening in Lansing. I just think this is the message. I think the people have, as I said, very very little control over where their finances are impacted, and this is one way they do that. And I think it was you saw that across the Mid-Michigan with the number of villages that were defeated. I don't believe that it's any death knell. I mean, I think we again have a lot of great things going on in Lansing, a lot of development. I think the mayor, and that's what's disappointing. I mean, we've trimmed $44 million from the city budget and over 200 positions. The mayor was elected and came to realize that there was a lot of inefficiencies and things that needed to be done.
Tom, I don't mean to cut you off, but I've got about 30 seconds left. From what you know, how many jobs, how many fire stations are in jeopardy?
Well, as we've said, I mean, we're looking at 47 to 50 positions in the fire department and pretty close to that number in the police department and possibly three fire stations. But we'll be working with the union administration and the mayor's administration, and we'll find some answers, and we'll still be there. As I said, when they call 911, we'll still respond.
Tom, I will stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Have a good day, Tony.